Going live, baby. You're live. What's up? What's up, everybody? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from the podcast room here at LiveX. Cheesehead TV in the house. Good to see everybody in the comments. Aaron, I'm not going to read that out loud, but I like it. Carry the G, people. Oh, does it feel like it's been forever since the Packers played a game that mattered? I mean, good Lord. I can't handle this, man. It's Tuesday. The Packers have no availability today. They didn't even practice. Like, I can't handle it, man. Come on. I need some Packers football in my life. I can't wait till Sunday night. Also, there's no way the Vikings upset the 49ers, right? There's always a way. Relax on that nonsense. Speaking of relaxing, you know, finding time on your calendars for grocery shopping can be a struggle. Luckily, Festival Foods can help. With their click-and-go online grocery shopping service, you'll be able to turn your shopping list into an online order and pick it up later at their designated parking spots. Best of all, the $4.95 shopping fee is waived your first three click-and-go orders. Make more time for what matters and learn about Festival Foods Click and Go at festfoods.com/click. That's festfoods.com/click. What's up? The final play for the Vikings, where there was no push-off call, looked eerily similar to the OPI on Kumerow for our last game. Yeah, Brandon, because it's the exact same call. And that's how subjective it is. And situationally, you don't want that called in a game where you're deciding who moves on in the playoffs. Like, they're both hand fighting. They're both kind of working it. Like, I get it. Like, you don't want the officials to be the story. And I'm fine with a no call there. Not just because it's the Vikings winning or losing or the Saints, whatever. So I'm fine with a no call there. But the Kumerow thing, I get it. He pushed off. You call it. Jordy Nelson made a living off of that move and not getting called. Remember the big touchdown that Jordy had right before half against the Patriots back in 2014, and he did it against Revis? He did it with that move. He was a lot more subtle about it. It's the old wily veteran thing, using his forearm rather than his hand, and that's how he gets away with it. But Jordy Nelson made a living out of that move. That's all that is. Nick, thanks for the super chat. Thanks for all the entertainment throughout the year. Nick, thank you for coming along for the ride, man. That's what we do. We're devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Why are people, like, I go live and people start to text. I don't understand it. Like, I just don't get it. Hey, Nags, did you see Rodgers' interview after the Lions game in which he seemed perplexed how some of those long passes were off, and he seemed to not know why? Yeah, Mark, I did. But, you know, in the moment, I understand that. Athletes are a little, you know, like, I just played a game for 3 hours, and yeah, I got to go look at it again and see what was up. And look, the tape bears it out. They were inches away on a lot of those plays. Yes, you would have liked to have him hit some of those open looks, namely the ones to Lazard and Aaron Jones on the wheel route. But for the most part, it's not as egregious as maybe as it seemed in the moment. But the concerning thing when it comes to Rodgers is how off he has looked at times in the last two games they've played, whether that was the Vikings game or the Detroit game. What I'm holding on to, because this is what I do, I carry the G, is that they were in US Bank, they were at Ford Field. That's, you know, where he used to be lethal, but, you know, maybe that's changed now. And they get him in the friendly confines of Lambeau Field, it's going to look totally different. And actually, if you go look at the first kind of half of that game in Minnesota, he's actually playing in rhythm, hitting stuff at the top of his drop, just like you want him to play. They just kept turning the ball over. He had a couple misses, namely the one to Devontae in the end zone. That should have been a touchdown. Devontae should have caught it, but Aaron needs to put it out in front of him rather than behind him. And then the high throw to Lazard. Those are the two. And then the one in Detroit, to Tanyan. That's a really bad one. But for the most part, it's like they're a little off. So I'm not too worried about it. Dude, Tyler Lockett, you know what? All right, I'm not going to say it. You know, Tyler Lockett is a formidable foe, but I feel confident that Jair Alexander will be able to lock him up. I believe we'll have Kevin King on DK Metcalf with safety help over the top. and Jair Alexander on Lockett and whoever else they want to throw at the Packers. I know I'm one of the few, but I think the Pack wins by two TDs. Gary, I don't know what the score will be. I know the Packers are going to win. I know that. But how it happens, what's the score, that I can't tell you. But hey, two TDs, I'll definitely take it. Matthew, why are people calling Gary a bust? Ignorance, mostly. I mean, there are other various subtler reasons, but mostly ignorance. Other than that, you can just ignore them. Did I miss the explanation for the lack of facial lighting? But do you want to see my face? Look, you're getting the content regardless. Just, what do you rather look at? This hot artwork of Cheesehead TV and Brett Favre? And look, we're in transition. We'll get some lighting. Talk to Banky. I'm wearing a hat. God, people, this is why you need to you need to go to patreon.com/cheeseheadtv and give $5 a month so you can light my face. How's that? Everything in it, it's just, we're working on it, man. We're working on it. Doing what we can when we can. People just want the world. This ain't ESPN, baby. We ain't got that Disney money coming in. I'm drinking domestic, for God's sakes. Michael, thank you for the super chat. Pat getting four turnovers, calling my shot. I mean, in Lambeau, and hell, even in Seattle against Russell Wilson, that ain't crazy. Russell Wilson has not been good in Lambeau Field, regardless of who the defensive coordinator is. Yeah, I'm all for it, man. I'm all for it. Devontae looks really hyped for this game. I did love that he retweeted my tweet with, because when we found out it was Seattle won, and so we knew they were coming, I put up the clip of that third down touchdown to open the game last time Seattle was in Lambeau. And I just put it up. I didn't tag him in it or anything, and he retweeted it and said, run it back, like you were in a film room, like run it back, you know, play it again. Yeah, I think he's a little hyped for it, definitely. And then he put up some Instagram posts. Yeah, I think he's ready. I think he's ready. I think, you know, there are guys that don't buy into the whole I'm a Packer thing. You know, it's a job. And I understand that. They're professional football players. I have no doubt they enjoy being with their teammates. They like their coaching staff, etc. But they just don't buy into being a Packer. Devontae buys into being a Packer. Devontae carries the G. If for no other, like, look at him being, I think, one of the few guys who tweeted about Mike McCarthy getting a gig. I'm just saying. Like, he carries the G, man. He is Packers people. For as much of a PR stunt as that name may be, the idea behind it, the reality of it, Devontae is it. Nathan, thank you for the super chat. Can you ask Jair Alexander what the second letter to his college nickname is? The reporters forgot to ask after his second pick. Nathan, I will try. I know his PR people and I know his agent, so I will endeavor to get that to him. Sorry, guys. Probably not green. Thanks for the super chat. I can't stomach a loss here. Just can't do it. You're not going to stomach a loss. They're going to win. They are. The Packers are going to win the football game on Sunday night. Well, thanks for the super chat, even though apparently my opinion doesn't mean anything. How do you think the Packers will spy Russell? I don't think they'll use a traditional spy. I do think they'll use a lot of mush rush, where guys are told, maintain the integrity of your lane. Do not get past the quarterback. But look, he's going to break loose every once in a while. There's no way you can completely shut him down. But I don't think you'll see a traditional, like, Blake Martinez, your job is to spy him. Maybe they have Kyler Fackrell in some kind of containment role. You saw a little bit of that last year in Seattle, and Kyler actually had a fantastic game. But I don't think it'll be a traditional spy in that sense. Uncultured Barbarian, thank you for the super chat. The Smith brothers definitely carry the G. I completely agree with you. Josh, thanks for the super chat. If we beat Seattle and Minnesota beats San Francisco, Lambeau for NFC Championship game, that's where it will be hosted, yes. I will not be there, but that's where the game will be played. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Is it me, or does the background look like old peachy folders? LOL. This week will be payback for 2014. I don't know what that means, but this background is amazing. Spencer did it. He's incredible. He does the fence every year. Shit is the bomb. Sorry, guys. Fat Thor, thanks for the super chat. If all 32 starting NFL quarterbacks were to enter the gladiatorial fight to the death, who walks away alive? Whoo, baby. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a really good question. I want to say, like, I mean, Deshaun Watson, I think, is a sneaky pick there. Maybe Baker Mayfield, because I think he'd fight dirty. I don't know. I have to give that one more thought. That's a really good question, though. Sean, where is it? Sean, thanks for the super chat. Aaron, how does our offensive matchup against Seattle? Well, that's a good question. I think I'm very interested to see how committed LaFleur and or Rodgers, because Rodgers is part of it, are to the running game and sticking with it. I think they will be able to move the ball. And if they don't turn the ball over, which they shouldn't, they're at home, et cetera. They don't have crowd noise to deal with. They should be able to move the ball pretty easily. Now, that is not to say that they are just going to blow the Seahawks out of the water. I don't think that's the case. I think it's a really well-coached team. I think their secondary is much better than probably most Packer fans give them credit for. Obviously, Jadeveon Clowney is all sorts of problem, right? And I do think David Bakhtiari would have matched up against him for much of this game. I think there's any shame in giving him help. I think sliding to him will happen quite a bit. But for the most part, I do think the Packers have enough on offense to move the football. Now, the key will be execution in the red zone. That's something that for the most of the year, they've been really good. That's been an area of strength that kind of fell apart on them the last couple of weeks. But for the most part, I do think, I'm not going to say they're going to score 40 points or anything like that, but I do think the running game should get on track as the game goes along, and they'll be able to take advantage of things off play action and off the slot with kind of Lazard and Adams kind of taking turn inside. Boy. Oh, Lord. Why are people? Sorry, guys. Dave, thanks for the super chat. How do you truly feel about the refs we drew? I mean, I can't talk about the crew in general because I have no idea, but Cleet Blakeman, I've always had a disdain for Blakeman because I think he inserts himself into the game unnecessarily. But most of that is totally irrational, unlogical. The Packers have actually fared pretty well when he's been the head ref. I don't know. There's something about the guy I just don't like. But that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't mean anything. You know, you got to beat not only the team across from you, but also the officials in today's NFL. That's just a fact of life. Staying awake and watching live, or get up early and watch then, 12:30 a.m. in Germany. Fabian, did you ask this question of Dusty on Twitter? I think I saw that. Or maybe not. Maybe it's somebody else in Europe asking the same question. Whew, that's a tough one. If you can maintain complete radio silence and know that you will not be privy to the score and know you can wake up and just watch it, I would do that. Watch with a clear mind, full heart, etc. But if you have to like get up and go to work and whatever, and then watch it, screw all that. Watch it live, man, and deal with the consequence. I think the Sea Chickens will struggle with the Packers run game. I tend to agree. I mean, I think that will tend to open up play action, etc. Do you think Vitaly will be healthy enough to play? We really missed him against Detroit. Michael, I very much agree. I don't know. Both, and hey, Lazard's in that same camp. Both of them missed practice on Monday. How much of that is they are still hurt, and how much of that is giving them rest, getting them ready for the start of like kind of the week of preparation on Wednesday? We'll find out tomorrow. We get our first injury report tomorrow afternoon, so we'll start to get some of those answers this time tomorrow. Any lingering injuries to watch for on the Packers O-line? Kumquat, it's very much the same answer. We'll start to get those answers tomorrow. Brian Bulaga was practicing, but was still in the concussion protocol officially as of Monday. But that does tend to mean he's trending the right direction because he's able to practice. But we'll see. We'll see tomorrow. We'll do it live, damn it. Yes, exactly. Rodgers is clutch in the playoffs. I mean, he has been from time to time. There are playoff games where he has not quite risen to the occasion. But for the most part, I would agree. Why don't the media pick apart Breeze's performance like Rodgers or Brady? Renee, that's an excellent question. Thank you very much. I would love to know. It's so funny how when Rodgers has a subpar game, it's, oh my gosh, he's not the top 10 quarterback anymore. He's not one of the greats. He's not blah, blah, blah. Breeze and Brady look like old men on the football field, and it's like, oh, they're still Breeze and Brady. Look at the team letting them down. Their brilliance wasted. I mean, come on. I could not agree more with your assessment. Brandy, have the local grocery stores been stocking up on Skittles? I doubt it. I'm sure Marshawn will be bringing his own treasure trove. And this is a true story, by the way. The day that Marshawn dropped the "I'm just here so I won't get fined" quote, that afternoon I interviewed him for Sports Illustrated. And we were in a hotel suite. And when he walked in, he had a mini entourage, like a bunch of dudes. And one of the guys with him was, I'm not exaggerating, his whole gig was just passing out monster bags of Skittles. So it was me, a producer, and a cameraman. And we each got, as they were leaving, Marshawn said, "Hey, man, give him a bag." And we got, like, I'm talking, these bags were, I'm like this big of Skittles. So I'm sure the Skittles will arrive on Saturday and probably be ensconced at the Paper Valley Hotel in Appleton. Bryson, Za'Darius Smith is going to get you pregnant again. I hope so, because the baby I had from that the Minnesota game is, you know, it's a beautiful, beautiful little baby giving me bundles of joy. I love it. I'm telling you, that Za'Darius game in Minnesota was absolutely insane. Sean Payton is no better than Mike McCarthy. Couldn't agree more, Matthew, but you'll never hear that from the national media or from some Packers fans. But you're speaking the truth. Favorite color of Skittles? Got to be purple. All right, guys, I got time for one or two more here. Let's see what we got. Why so much national hate for McCarthy as a head coach somewhere else, but no comparison to Andy Reid's situation? I have seen it occasionally. I've mentioned it a bunch of times this week. I think that's where he's headed. I think that's the type of kind of resurgence he's about to have. I know there are lots of people who disagree. We'll see, though. It's interesting. It's like no one learns ever. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Will Irvin have a big role? I don't know about a big role production-wise. Like, I don't think he'll be a focal point of the game plan, but I do think he is a big key to what they want to do on offense when it comes to opening things up. You saw it, the start of it in Detroit. I think that's only going to grow. Actually, the last 2 weeks, you've seen the start of it, but I think you're going to see more and more of that, and I think he could be a big X factor. Taylor, thanks for the super chat. Will Jair line up against Metcalf? Mismatch? I've said a lot yesterday. I'll say it again here. I think the way they're going to go is they will have, my hunch is, they'll have King lined up against Metcalf with safety help shaded his way, and then they'll have Jair against whoever else they have on the opposite side. That's not, you know, written in stone, obviously, but that's my guess. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to jump. And look, I'm here to tell you, finding time in your calendar for grocery shopping can be a struggle. I get it. And so does Festival Foods. Luckily, they can help. With their click-and-go online grocery shopping service, you'll be able to turn your shopping list into an online order and pick it up later at their designated parking spots. Best of all, the $4.95 shopping fee is waived, your first three click-and-go orders. Make more time for what matters and learn about Festival Foods Click and Go at festfoods.com/click. That's festfoods.com/click. Can't thank you guys enough for joining me. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you're carrying the G this week because it's never been more important. Corey Baikie is in Green Bay right now. Feel it. Playoff football, baby. We're so close. There's no transplants tomorrow. I'll be back with extra cheese. Packer Transplants will be on Thursday. We got a special guest coming to you live from Green Bay. It's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night.